There. No one leaves until we have a little talk.
No one sat.
Sit your asses down! He doesn't ask twice!
Everyone found a chair.
Okay, now.
Royce pulled her head back to look into her eyes.
Seeing as how I know you brought yourself on sleight of hand, we're going to play a game of 10 fingers. Ah, you remember how it's played. Good. Wasn't planning on explaining it.
He dragged her to a table.
Come on, I'm not the patient sort.
Feldspar placed a shaking hand, palm down, on the table.
Spread your fingers. You wouldn't want to lose 2 at once by accident, would you?
What the bloody...
Shut up! Just shut up! And don't you move. Please, for the love of Maribor, don't anyone move.
Royce set the tip of Alverstone between her right pinky and ring finger.
First question. Where is Hadrian?
In the cellar, over there.
Knowing the rules, she indicated with her head. Royce lifted and dropped the knife between her ring and middle finger.
Second. Is he alive?
Yes, just sleeping.
Lucky, lucky lady.
He placed the knife tip between her middle and index fingers, both of which were shaking so badly, he thought she might cut herself. It would be easy to do. Alverstone wasn't a forgiving blade.
Third. Why is he in the cellar?
He locked himself in after realizing I drugged him.
Drugged him?
Her breath stopped for a moment. When at last it resumed, it came in stutters.
Fourth. Why is he still in there?
He took the only key, and I was a sweeper, not a pick. Of no skills. We figured you'd be coming soon, and we didn't want to be caught breaking the door down when you arrived. But I didn't know it was you who was coming.
Five. When I let go of you, are you going to run?
No.
Other hand.
Royce dragged the first clear. A stain of sweat remained on the table. She tentatively slid the other into its place. Royce placed the tip of Alverstone beside her left-hand pinky and let it twist into the wood.
Six. Why not?
No, Plos, I can go there to be far enough.
Oh, you're good at this game.
Royce grinned, then startled her by moving the blade in rapid succession, darting it between her next 4 fingers so fast it made a tiny drum roll. Feldspar shuddered, but she didn't move the hand on the table even the breadth of a hair.
Seven. Did Hadrian manage to get a room before you drugged him?
Yes.
He pulled the blade from the table.
Get up.
He let her find her own feet.
I'm going to open that door. While I do, you're going to explain to your friends why they're going to be very good boys.